Somebody just vending machines, and you could bake cinnamon rolls every morning, bring them in, and just match those things with all kinds of ideas, and just however much initiative or imaginative you were.
Okay, leaving the dam, what is that time doing for the week? Can I just begin pressing you to move on?
I can go on, because if I really have all the questions answered, then I have to. So, I'm going to try and answer the question. I do need to get back, because I do have to move out of this round. Decision was based on figures from the RSA 2015 report, and the last year was, you should have got a copy of the MDLs, yes.
Yes.
You know, most states have their sunset.
There's 16 most have in the last 3 or 4 years. Iowa does not have any set sign. All these state economies. Colorado has a 15% set sign. Nationally, most, I believe, are most down. At least 80% of folks collect set aside, I'd say, probably the mean average right now, 12% set aside. There are a few states like Iowa, but like Nevada, and Utah, one of those, do not have any federal ties. So they tax their set aside for 50%. But they have the Hoover Dam, and Hoover Dam generates like $1 million in state side. So they use that to so it does vary the concentration. But it's locally, we're not localized.
I would certainly make a motion that staff increase.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the increase that the vendors committee has recommended for the set aside. There's some controversy about whether or not that's a good thing to do for that thing to do, but at this point, since the vendors committee is recommending it, it certainly seems like those folks have probably discussed it a lot and figured out that this is in both their best interest and the best interest of the program as a whole. Is there any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now, is there any kind of specific thing we need to do that shows that we have made this? Is it showing in our minutes? Is that sufficient? I believe that's sufficient, and I will write to RSA to report your decision, and I had already sent the material that I sent to you to the RSA Kansas City office, just to kind of see if there was any, to make sure we didn't miss something in the process, and then they told quarterly, and they said that that was all they needed, but like it would be approved without problem. So I'll do the official request on behalf of the public here. And so that's all it is.
And so it should be able to start in September, like the new one?
Well, it still depends on how long it takes from them, but I don't know if we get it back to start in September, but it will begin the next month, you know, which all the official approvals have been received.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
This is Roy Hartley. Has the board been advised of the total impact of this increase? Comments on that?
We received the information that talked about what it is now, and it would, you know, the adding another percentage of, given the current amount of the program brings in. I'm not quite sure what you're asking. Impact in terms of just the money amount, or?
I don't know, that's the question. I just said,
don't bring that rule around.
And they were the last one to get 100%. I'm assuming they were well covered.
Yes. I Sure, I know it's saying that the 1% increase will equal $3,253 per year. That's not a huge amount, not to be certain, not a huge amount, I think it's on, yes, but that's the difference. Okay, well, we appreciate you coming again, Tyler, and you know, we can probably count on coming back again sometime soon, because we have one of these meetings to revisit the different focus topics over, you know, over time, because we really, that's one way that we can try to assure ourselves that we have some idea of what's going on and have a chance to interact with the people who are making it happen. So, you know, we appreciate you coming and we will undoubtedly hear from us again.
All right, thank you.
And as far as the accessibility, I guess I'd be interested in a, you know, follow-up kind of status of, you know, stuff that could be implemented immediately. It would be nice if they could be implemented immediately, and things that, you know, practicalities of attaching menus to machines and such. I don't think it's rocket science, but I mean, I'd look ahead and see what the best method is.
Okay, well, we'll have a meeting again in November. If you could, you know, give us an update by then, that would be helpful. This is Pearl. Mm-hmm. I'd say one more thing. So when it was first brought up by the board to Terry and the commission, we did. We had a period of time where after that, Terry and Bob were spoke with vendors and institutions, but we don't think it's still possible. I mean, it was worked on, but perhaps we didn't have the folks to come with us.
Yeah, we didn't try to do that study in the possibility
of time. But we did do a bunch of activity, and perhaps we just didn't quite well know. And then, as Terry said, as machines change, if we don't know about it, so we can certainly be more proactive and make sure.
Well, it's just like the restaurant that gets
through. We've been asking for follow-up also, so, you know, I think if we, if for both aspects of how we do that, then we'll be
And again, just that would be an ongoing process. It's like the restaurant that gets a bread menu, and then they change the menu, and, you know, then they don't have a bread menu anymore. And it's, you know, it's great that they had it at one time, but kind of needs to be an ongoing thing.
This will happen because, like Andy said, they can just switch that all the time and change it's not around.
It's like menus when they have a special of the day. They just put a sticky up front and said, it's today's special, and it's, you know, Italian beef sandwich. You know, so I can imagine it'd be some way of putting some little bailing.
Well, that would take labels with work. Well, for some things, but those carousel machines, I don't see how that those would be the stick up.
Snacks would be spent for the carousel machine
Yeah, just to, if you just keep looking at it, because, you know, when I looked down, I didn't come up with a very idea. You just said I'm not, you know, real big in that area either, so. I'm sure sometimes it is, and if we just keep it in front of people.
Well, see how other states have done it, how other vendors, it's, you know, that's like the reinventing the wheel thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, let's see, it is afternoon. We need to deal with not only eating, but having some kind of a break. Now, what is the situation with the cafeteria? Does it have a specific time that it's open, or are we going to go after go there? What is the CND cut off of the cafeteria here? Does anybody know me here at all? Just right off the bat, maybe like a 10-minute go
relieve ourselves and let them break, and then come back, so then maybe we can have a, you know, figuring out of.
Got a bunch of
things to do. Thank you, Kenny. That'd be really good.